Click! There's the response! Bam!
Itiski's back! Who will claim the title? Who will qualify for the top 8? Catch all the action-packed EPSA Premiership matches only on DStv Compact, live and in HD on SuperSport.
Oh, what a goal!
I've always believed I'm a star. I don't know where did that come from. So I was like, I don't want to be around a lot of people. They're going to bother me. And I wasn't famous then. But I was a huge fan, and I still am, with all the ups and downs and more downs.
Welcome to the big interview brought to you by DStv Compact. Our guest today is the one and only Somizi. On today's show, he tells us who his favorite PSL team is, discusses his latest show on DStv, and details how he put together the choreography for the opening and closing ceremonies of the 2010 FIFA World Cup. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
It's the ultimate race for the title. Our top dogs will fight for top 8 finishes. For Abanye, statuses will be downgraded. Kushubile. Don't miss any of the action live and in HD on SuperSport. Stay connected to DStv Compact and catch all the exciting APSA Premiership action. DStv Compact, kumnandi ekhaya. He's a film star you know from Sarafina, a television personality you know from Idols SA, Living the Dream, and now Dinner at Somizi's. And he's a choreographer responsible for the opening and closing ceremonies of the 2010 FIFA World Cup and the 2013 Africa Cup of Nations. He's a jack of many trades, a master of them all. Somizi, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, and good morning, or good day rather, to the listeners.
So this year we've celebrated 10 years since that remarkable 2010 FIFA World Cup. Take me through the creative process of being the lead choreographer of ceremonies of that scale.
Sure. The creative process takes plus minus 2 months of just conceptual ideas and brainstorming and coming up with different kinds of ideas. Some say yes, some say no. And then we start getting into the practical and the physical, like 8 weeks before the actual ceremony. And then we rehearse. So it takes... For the opening of the World Cup, we had plus minus 3,000 performers. Mm. That includes dancers, dramaturgs, brass bands, musicians from all over the continent, and a whole lot of gymnastics and so forth and so on. And then myself and a team of creatives, we have to have, by that time, when you get to the physical, everything needs to have been plotted on paper. Mm-hmm. And then we get on the ground, and that, the beginning part, looks like it's never going to come together.
It must be nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it is.
So that sort of choreography, it must be different from your work on a production like Sarafina, for example. When you present it to that crowd, how was that experience for you compared to the release of Sarafina, for example?
Oh, no, it's two different worlds. Sarafina is a smaller scale. It's like 20, 30 dancers. And now you have to deal with 3,000 performers, dancers, and half of them are kids, you know, who have never been on a pitch before. They've never performed on any stage before, you know. So it's quite a challenge. But when it comes together, it's worth every pain, tears, and sweat.
So now, you know, with that opening ceremony, you had international artists like Alicia Keys, Black Eyed Peas, and then local legends like Huma Sekela and Lira were there. If you hosted again this year, which acts would you book to perform in 2020?
Oh, that's a good question. I would definitely have Vusinova. Mm-hmm. I would definitely have Makhadzi. She's from Limpopo. She sings Akama Torokis.
Ah, yes.
She's an amazing live performer. I would definitely still have a Zonke. I would definitely have an AKA and a Casper.
Same time on stage now.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's about unity.
Yes, yes.
You know, the kind of, so definitely have that. Quest, I would definitely have. I would have even Babes Odumo. I would definitely have Babes Odumo for just one song. Yeah, The Soil. Yeah, there's so much talent. I would even go as deep as having a Msaki or a Amufaku, you know. So there's a huge array, and I wouldn't live in a Soweto Gospel Choir or in Ndlovu Choir. So we have like a huge array of talent.
Would you do a ceremony of that scale again if we hosted another major tournament in the country?
Absolutely, without flinching, because now I'm older, and I'm more knowledgeable, not only with the dance styles, but with the different traditions and cultures of the continent. Mm. You know, I'm more rooted in my Africanness. Mm. So definitely I would.
So, you know, football can be like theater with its twists and turns. So when you think back to that World Cup, what do you think was the most dramatic moment? I'll give you the Suarez handball. I'll give you Spain winning the final, and I'll give you Shabalala's opening goal.
Oh, definitely Spurs Shabalala's opening goal. Definitely unmatched. What a way to kickstart the tournament, like in our own home soil, home ground, and we score the first goal in the history of World Cups in Africa. The first World Cup in Africa, we score the first goal in the first match.
Yeah.
Come on. It doesn't get better than that.
You know, what's funny is the celebration that he does. So FIFA just released a trailer for the next game that's going to come out. And in the trailer, you see some of the players doing Shabalala's dance, the one where they lined
wow.
up. Yeah. So it's fantastic.
Wow, that's
stuff.
Amazing. That's amazing.
So now you were thrust into the entertainment industry at a young age. You have parents who are incredible performers, your late father, Ndaba Mhlongo, and your now late mother, Meritwala. God may she rest in peace. We saw her in Black is King. How long did you know about this, her appearing in Beyonce's film?
Yo, I knew in Jan. Mm-hmm. But they had signed an NDA of like 12 months. So Beyonce doesn't play. It was between me and my mom in our family who knew about it. And we had to keep it a secret for the longest time. And even the fact that Beyonce was in the country at the time and nobody knew about it.
Yeah, it was remarkable. Like even my mom, everyone was just like tweeting me, like sending me messages, because I booked this interview before Black is King was released. And so next thing, Black is King comes out, everyone's like, we have to tune in. So Missy's mom is in this thing. I'm like, yay. Who would have
like
thought?
It's hectic. It's hectic.
Is that her final film credit, by the way?
Yes, it was. And like, what a way to exit. Like, I'm beaming with pride, you know. She really took the final curtain on a high.
Yeah.
You know, and it's amazing. And it's funny how even the poetry behind her scene speaks to her departure. Mm. Like, it says to God we are born and to God we belong, or something like that. For God we go, and it says the elders are tired, and it speaks. And if, weirdly enough, Beyonce's team had sent a message to her like 2 months ago to say they would prefer her to do that voice, to speak. And my mother, being my mother, says, "Hey, I'm tired. this girl, what does she want now? Because now I've done her thing. To her, it was just a girl.
Yeah.
You know? so I'm like, Mama Beyonce, yeah. I'm telling Katel.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired. So, but it's to watch that, you know, and to see somebody, you know, ascending to the skies. It's just beautiful to watch.
It was fantastic stuff. So, you know, going back to growing up in Soweto, I don't know how much you were exposed to soccer early on. Did you attend matches? Were you a fan of any of the Soweto sides?
Absolutely. I hated attending matches. I hated being around crowds. Mm-hmm. I've always believed I'm a star. I don't know where did that come from. So I was like, oh, I don't want to be around a lot of people. They're going to bother me. And I wasn't famous then. But I was a huge fan, and I still am, with all the ups and downs and more downs, Kaizer Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad was, and also I've always liked the color yellow and gold.
Yeah.
So soccer was a huge thing at home. My sisters were Orlando Pirates, and my father and myself and my mother were Kaizer Chiefs. And when Kaizer Chiefs wins, it's a happy day, and when it loses, it's a sad day. I even cried at some point. I remember crying.
Yeah.
Kaizer Chiefs lost. You know. So yeah, soccer has been a huge thing.
And how much of an impact was the building of Soccer City and the FNB Stadium on the Soweto area and your community around that space?
It was exciting times, because we knew that now we are approaching a new era, a new dawn, you know. Mm. And I mean, not only I'm from Orlando East, so it's just a walk away from my place. And we knew something huge is coming, even when we didn't understand what it is. And then even also the renovations of Orlando Stadium, you know. For me, that was even bigger, because Orlando Stadium, that's where the biggest matches used to happen. And we used to sit, I remember when Orlando Stadium was still Orlando Stadium, we used to sit on wooden grandstands, you know, that would, at some point, there would be a huge accident where like one breaks and people fall and stuff. And we used to run there, do athletics there during school days, but at the same time there used to be huge matches, you know, your tournaments, your huge tournaments. There used to be BNH tournament, Black Label something, Castle something, Mainstay something, Soweto Derby, and then FNP happens, and like, we didn't think it was going to get bigger than that. And then later we realized the importance of why it happened.
And you know, Orlando Stadium is Kaizer Chiefs' old home ground, and it's rather poetic now that they're doing the neutral venues for the soccer. Kaizer Chiefs has actually been chosen to be at Orlando Stadium again, just for this season, the remainder of the season. So,
oh, nice!
It's a return back home. So I need to ask, you know, because of COVID-19, football matches are being played without fans. Do you think that you could ever do a live performance with no audience, but you still know that people are watching from home, for example?
Well, we're doing it. Idols next month live. It's not, no audience. So
zero audience, nah.
Zero audience. And you know what? I think it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's as long as the sound, the quality is great, you can still achieve the same emotions. But we know an audience makes it better.
Yeah. So we can't wait until they're back, eh?
Yeah, but with soccer, they should be okay. Because I think everyone in their lifetime, beginning when they started, they used to play. You know, there's still those teams that have six fans in the stadium, and the stadium is just six people.
Yeah.
You know, and they still play. So, and it's even nicer because now they can hear each other. John, bring this side. So they can still, there's benefits to this. Come on. Let them play. They can now hear the coach, you know, like they don't have to look at the signs. But when the coach says, don't touch it, or Wolfpack, Uzomuza.
Yeah, you know.
So there's benefits. There's benefits.
So now you're DSTV's new ambassador. You've been lighting up our screens for years. We see you back on Idols SA now, but you've also got the brand new cooking show. What makes this cooking show different from your other shows in terms of the production experience, and what inspired you to start it?
Not only is it different from any other show that I've done, it's completely different from any other TV show I've seen. Mm. The vibe, the energy, the synergy, the chemistry between myself and my guests, the cooking style, you know, the vibe. And what makes it different from any other show that I've done is that I am taking ownership. It's my home. So why should I be anything else but myself?
Yeah.
You know? Why should I be anyone else but myself? So it's completely different. And the guests that come to my house are not just coming just because they're famous. They're coming because they're famous, one, but the selling point is that we have had a personal encounter before.
Mm.
We have been friends, or we have been colleagues, or we have been co-workers, whatever. But I would not call anyone that I've never had a personal encounter with, either a working relationship or just friendship.
Yeah. Which one of your guests has surprised you the most with their kitchen skills so far?
Well, the thing is, the idea was of the show initially was supposed to be, they helped me cook, but I haven't given anyone a chance to help me cook because one, I talk a lot and I end up doing everything myself because I want them to taste my hand, not to say, oh, I've got a bit of my hand here. If it wasn't me, it was going to be nice, or if it wasn't me, it was going to be bad. No, so no, I haven't given anyone a chance to surprise me with their kitchen skills.
And so are there any ambitions that we haven't seen Somizi explore yet, like directing your own movie or having a late night show or something? Say anything.
Yo, there's a lot. I am hungry like my last breath depends on it.
Mm.
I'm working on a kitchenware, a Somizi kitchenware, which is going to be selling like plates, saucers, cups, bowls, kitchen utensils and stuff.
Mm.
And then I'm also working on a shoe range, a sneaker range. And then September was supposed to be the opening of my stage musical.
But now COVID.
Yeah, COVID happened. The audition was supposed to start in March and rehearsals was supposed to start in June it was supposed to open on the 15th of September. Yeah.
Okay.
At the State Theater. So, but anyway, it doesn't get old. Yeah. You know, so that's one of the things, and working on a biopic.
Yes.
My biopic that will be co-directed by myself and produced by myself.
Fantastic.
So there's a lot. A late night as well is on the cards. So there's also something exciting that's gonna happen, definitely happening before a TV show again. That's gonna happen before the end of the year.
Fantastic!
I can't give you the format because then I'll be giving it away.
I see. No stress. Well, I'm waiting for them sneakers. I'm gonna send you a message like, hey, you know, just save me a box size 8 over there.
Size 3.
But, you know, here at SL Radio, we always end off our interviews with a segment called 10 Quick Fire Questions. It's exactly what it sounds like. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
What is your favorite holiday destination?
Italy.
Who is the most stylish local celeb?
Black Coffee.
I'm surprised by that one. But yeah, no, his suit game is unmatched though.
You have to be at his level to get it.
Yeah. All right. What is your favorite local dish?
Chicken gizzards and putu.
What is your favorite fashion brand?
Can I name two?
Sure.
Louis Vuitton and recently Richard Mille's.
Yes, I like that. Those are the same level now. We put them on the same platform. All right. Your house is burning down. You can only save three items. What are you saving?
Me, myself, and I.
Okay, if you could have supper with anyone from history, who would it be?
Michael Jackson.
Who are the bigger drama queens? Social media influencers or superstar athletes?
Social media influencers.
If you were to participate in a charity soccer match, what position are you playing?
I wish it was rugby. I would say... soccer. I would play goalkeeper.
All right. You are a jack of many trades. Choreographer, TV personality, radio personality, actor, all of the above. But if you could only pick one to do for the rest of your life, which one would you pick?
Television.
And finally, the PSL is back. I know what you're going to say here, but we need a prediction. So, Mizi, who is going to win the league? Kaizer Chiefs or Mamelodi Sundowns?
Dwi.
I'm a Kosi. Up the Kosi. All right. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. So, Mizi, it's been an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
That's the response!
Hitiski's back. Who will claim the title? Who will qualify for the top 8? Catch all the action-packed EPSA Premiership matches only on DStv Compact. Live and in HD on SuperSport.
I wanna go!